HMS Ferries Incorporated has signed a 10-year deal with the National Park Service to operate Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch. The two 150-passenger ferries for pedestrians and bicycles were built with $4 million from the BP oil spill settlement.
We believe it's a great opportunity to help connect all those communities and provide a service to that community and to all the tourists for obvious reasons.
Matt Miller is president of HMS Ferries based on Bainbridge Island, Washington. The company also operates boat cruises and ferries, among others, at Mobile Bay and G's Bend in Alabama, the St. John's River Ferry in Jacksonville, and ferry service between Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Our goal is to be up and operating mid-April. The exact day, we're still working that out. I would anticipate starting the weekend-only service mid-April. We're finalizing what that schedule will be and what the fare structure will be with the National Park Service.
The triangular route is expected to remain the same. Downtown Pensacola to Pensacola Beach to Fort Pickens. Meanwhile, one of the areas of preparation in resuming the service, hiring local staff, already is underway.
They have the local knowledge, and we become a part of the community, and that's what we're intending to do. And I think people that rode the ferry last year will be surprised to see a good number of previous employees on the Pensacola Bay cruises this year.
As a for-profit company, the main objective for HMS Ferries is to meet and exceed their operational costs. Miller says they're confident the schedule being laid out will enable them to do just that.
One cruise vessel running 4 round trips Friday through Sunday during the shoulder season, no service during the week, and then during the peak season, then we would have 2 cruise vessels operating on the weekend, and then 4 round trips during the week.
Then in the fall, the service goes back to weekends only. The ferry's original operator, Gulf Coast Maritime Services, declined to sign a 10-year contract after losing more than $300,000 during its 4 months of operation last year.
It was just a short season. We got a late start there due to quite a few different reasons.
Company owner George Aswad speaking last October before deciding to withdraw.
We had a little over 9,000 riders for the season. We need about 60,000 riders to make it viable.
He went on to blame high overhead and low ridership for the rising tide of red ink, leading to his refusal to sign the contract to continue operations.
A 10-year contract, that's the standard length for a National Park Service concession, and we got a great operator, and these folks operate ferry and tour boat operations throughout the country.
Dan Brown, superintendent of Gulf Islands National Seashore, says the Park Service received multiple bidders for the contract.
Those proposals are scored against some criteria, and then we have to go down the list, starting with the highest scoring and so forth. We are very, very happy with who we've ended up with. They're extremely experienced, one of the best out there.
The deal takes effect on Tuesday, and the Park Service will officially assign the boats to HMS Ferries. Brown says the boats, berthed at Commandencia Slip at the Port of Pensacola, have been kept in shape during the off-season even without an operating contract.
We have paid someone to maintain those boats during that time. They would start them up, check all the systems, inspect them, operate the boats. The new operator will take care of those boats during the off-season, so they're well cared for.
HMS Ferries President Matt Miller says they plan to hit the deck running for the 2019 season.
Our marketing and our qualification systems and our maintenance systems on the boat and our HR systems, it becomes turnkey with all of our expertise and all of our headquarters support, everything that comes with us doing this for years and years and years around the U.S., and that really helps.
While the fare structure has yet to be announced, it's believed it will include tickets for regular service on all-day hop-on, hop-off, with discounts for military, children, seniors, and others. Also, entrance fees at Fort Pickens again will be waived for those getting there by ferry. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.